most important thing people should know about United Way of Northeast Georgia is that we're here to help. And we're here to help those who are seeking assistance and those who are ready to lend a hand. We're here for everyone.
Welcome to the Little Decisions Podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Cooper, and today I have for you another installment of the Thankful Tuesday series. This is the November series where I focus on the wonderful work local organizations and businesses are doing for our community. You may have guessed where today's guest is from if you were listening closely to the teaser at the top of the show. Today I have Allison Always from the United Way of Northeast Georgia. Allison joined United Way in 2019 as the Director of Marketing and Engagements. United Way of Northeast Georgia's overall goal is to provide access to quality education, financial stability, and a healthy lifestyle to the counties they serve. As you'll hear from my conversation with Allison, this can be done many different ways. I hope you enjoy my interview with Allison Always from United Way of Northeast Georgia and are as thankful for her hard work as I am. When you live united, you're stronger and you're better for it.
What is the United Way of Northeast Georgia?
So United Way of Northeast Georgia is a local nonprofit that is supporting other nonprofits and individuals, and we are meeting the highest priority needs of those in Northeast Georgia. So what that looks like is us working with business partners, government officials, individual community members, anyone in the community who has resources. So resources are time, dollars, talents, that they're able to give in support of building up our community, because we believe in the mentality of when you live united, you're stronger and you're better for it. So we support our nonprofits through grants that we give out every year. We offer nonprofit training series in collaboration with two UGA offices, the Athens-Clarke County Unified Government and the Athens Area Community Foundation. We also have our 211 program, which is our health and human services information and referral line. It means that you can call or text anytime. Specifically, you can text anytime. You can text your zip code 898211, or you can call 211. You can also visit it on our website to be connected with local resources. So whatever you're facing, if that's food insecurity, if it's rent assistance needs, if it's looking for mental health resources or support groups, you can get in touch with 211 and they'll connect you with resources that are based on where you are.
All right. Yeah. So 211 is the information line.
Yes.
What exactly do you do on behalf of the United Way?
I make sure that people know who we are. Yeah. I help get our message out, which is so fun. I love it. I get to talk to people. No matter who you are, I get to have an opportunity to talk to you. So hopefully I can talk with some more people, share who we are, make sure people know what United Way of Northeast Georgia does, and make sure people know how they can plug in. If they need resources, they know where to find it. But if they have resources to give or ways that they want to plug in, that they know that they can come to us. We are a hub. We are a place for the entire region to support the entire region. So my goal is to make sure people know about us and know that they can come to us whether they're in need or they're ready to give in some capacity.
So that's perfect for this podcast.
Yes. Everyone in this region, and you know, our office is based in Athens, but we cover 12 counties. Mm-hmm. Those counties are so interconnected, but they're so unique too. Mm-hmm. And there are unique people and organizations in those places. Mm-hmm. So how can we get everybody connected, better connected and collaborating to just make our region better and stronger? Because it's, you know, doing things individually can be hard.
Yeah.
But when you have somebody that you can rely on or that you can say, hey, I need a little help with this. And that could be a nonprofit calling another nonprofit. That can be a business calling a government official. That can be an individual calling 211 and saying, I just need a little bit of extra support. That feels
great to know that people can do that and we can help make that happen.
What are the 12 counties that United Way of Northeast Georgia serves?
So it is, I'm going to do this in alphabetical order and hope I don't miss any.
Okay.
Banks, Barrow, Clark, Elbert, Franklin, Hart, Jackson, Madison, Morgan, Oconee, Oglethorpe, and I always miss one. Green.
All right.
And it's not always the same one every time.
Yep. Okay. That's hard, though, to remember all those.
It is. It is. And, it, you know, we stretch, it's about 100 miles from east to west and about 100 miles north to south of our region.
Yeah.
So it's a distance, but we try and be out there. I mean, if we can, I know COVID has made it in some ways challenging, and in some ways for us, it's kind of handy. You can Zoom with people who live a little farther away.
Yeah, and so, they're used to it now.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that makes it easy, but we do try and actually, we're out there, and, you know, our board represents our counties, so that's really important. We have community impact review panelists for our grants that represent our 12 counties. We make sure that we know what's happening there. If we can't be there physically every day, we do have people who are there who can give us some insights and information as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. So this is the main office for all. Okay.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to make sure I understood.
Yes. Okay, good. The main office with four people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's impressive.
But we have, you know, about 23 board members right now.
Oh, wow.
That our board is wonderful. They're so invested, and they are an active board. So we're really grateful for that. Is they, every board member's on a committee, and our committees meet almost, it's every other month, usually, or some are every month. And so we get people really plugged in, so they know what's going on, and they can tell us what's going on that we may not know. I think we sometimes underestimate ourselves, and so as a whole, we sometimes underestimate the strength of our region and our community and the people that we're with all the time, because we don't always think as well of our own capabilities. And so sometimes we miss opportunities that could be really fruitful. And that's by lending our resources or our voices in the same way that we would want to hear from the voices and gain resources from other people. And when we bring them together, it just makes it better. And, you know, one of the things we saw during COVID when that hit, we immediately jumped into a partnership with the Athens Area Community Foundation, who we've partnered with before. Sarah McKinney and Kipper Kozlowski there are great. But we immediately jumped on the phone with them and said, okay, what can we do to make sure that everybody is taken care of? Mm-hmm. And so we started the COVID-19 Community Response Fund. And that was a great starting point. And then we also started making sure we were involved in the conversations with the Athens Chamber of Commerce and then a couple other Chamber of Commerces that we cover our region to make sure that we were talking about not only the response fund, but about 211 and about other resources. And then we were starting to talk to some of our nonprofits that are in one part of our region to somebody who is in another hub to say, hey, how can we share food? How can we share resources? How can we do that? And make sure that everyone's connected. And for us, you know, some of that is just, how can we set up phone calls with these people who may not know each other? Let's make sure you know each other.
Yeah.
And that sounds really simple, but sometimes can be really hard and can be time consuming. And if you don't know the people, you don't realize what you're missing.
What are the biggest goals for this office?
I mean, our mission is to meet the most pressing needs. And the way we do that is we work with a community impact model. So we shifted to this style a number of years ago. And the intention is to invest in impact. What that looks like is we have identified through diligent research, we partnered with the Fanning Institute and the Georgia Centers for Nonprofit. We listened to community insight. We saw through this data, through community knowledge, to say these are the areas that we realize have the most pressing needs. So that's areas of basic needs, so food, shelter, crisis intervention. It is early childhood success, it focuses on birth to five, and so it's the children and making sure they have adequate health care. It's making sure that we're supporting programs that support the caregivers, because parenting is hard and nobody tells you how to do it. And so programs like that, making sure mothers and fathers and grandparents or whomever the caregivers are have the resources to make sure they can provide well for their family. And then it's workforce development. And we look at job retention. We work with programs that do job retention, job placement, and specifically looking at what we call opportunity youth, which are 16 to 24 year olds, making sure that they have resources to either get into some kind of certificate training, education, secondary education, whatever that may look like, or job placement, because that's a big part of our growing workforce, but providing opportunities for our youth and as they hit young adulthood is so critical. It's the people aspect of an economy.
Yeah.
Because the economy doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
You have to have the people and the workforce to build it up.
What's great is what I'm hearing is almost anyone, like an 18-year-old that's trying to find a job and doesn't know how to do a resume, can call 211 and get some help in some way.
Yes. The programs that we support each year, so they change each year with our grantees. One of our great youth workforce development programs that we support right now is Goodwill of North Georgia. They have an incredible career center that they work with people to help get them ready to apply and help them through that process, understanding how to do an interview, how to do, you know, not just your resume, but how to get prepped for the job.
Yeah.
Because, you know, understanding time, like you've got to be there at this specific time, and understanding, well, does it make sense for you to take this job that is 40 minutes away and you're going to be making this much? And can you do that for gas or transportation? You know, working mm-hmm. through all of those things that a lot of us may not have been given the tools to know how to handle.
Yeah.
So there are programs like that that we support, anything like that. But yes, 211, you can always call and get connected to programs like that. You can explore the kinds of programs that we currently grant funds to for this year and for next year and say, oh, that's interesting. I should look into that as well. So there are always resources.
Yeah, I started doing that and then I had to stop myself. I was like, all right, I have to focus or I'm going to ask too many questions.
No, you can always ask questions. That's a good thing. You know, we want people to ask questions. We want people to feel like they can take that first step.
Yeah. Well, and you've made it so easy and accessible. And I feel like that is a good representation of what y'all are trying to do.
Our intention is to make sure that people know that we are here, mm-hmm. that we are meeting the needs, mm-hmm. and that we are, I don't want to say that we are the, mm-hmm. there are so many people on the ground doing great work, but I always think of, you know, when you give to an organization, if your heart pulls you in a place, please invest in them. We think that that's really important. We understand that.
Yeah.
But sometimes also when you're, not just when you're searching for help, but when you're searching to give resources, give time, donations, whatever that may look like, that can be daunting and you don't know where to go and where your dollars or your voice are making the difference if you don't have something that is drawing you in.
Mm-hmm.
We can be that place
mm-hmm.
because we are doing the due diligence to make sure that we're investing in impact so that we're helping the organizations on the ground, working with the clients every day, move the needle, and so that our community and our region gets stronger. Because for us, it's fascinating to drive across this region. You may see the county lines. You may see the county sign. But that line is not a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Those lines are blurred. Everybody moves about. You're all interacting,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful. And that's what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so how can we make sure that everything that you need is as easily accessible as the interstate allows it to be?
Can you explain 211?
Yes. 211, it's our health and human services line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a program that is accessible to anyone, and it helps connect folks with local resources. So 211 can be accessed by calling 211, just a number. You can text your zip code to 898-211, and so that will get you connected to resources via text exchange. You can also go to our website, unitedwaynega.org, and you will find a 211 button that will get you connected to a whole webpage with all of our resources listed by city and by zip code and by specific focus that you are searching for needs. So 211 is there all the time. It is free, completely free. There is no cost to anyone. When you try and access resources, it is free. It is also confidential, and that is a big thing. On your own, if this is the first step and you're a little nervous about it and you're afraid to talk about what your needs are, which we all have those things,
yeah.
This is a confidential resource. Contact specialists, when you call, are bilingual in English and Spanish.
Oh, great.
And if you have another language that you speak, 211 is accessible in more than 180 languages, so they can translate to other languages.
Great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, that's really impressive.
It's a huge thing, and we're a big fan of that because, you know, everybody speaks different languages, but then again, when you're in need, you kind of all speak the same language.
I like that the information is confidential, too, because there's sometimes, especially I'm thinking about mental health and wellness, mm-hmm. sometimes people get nervous about asking for things, mm-hmm. and they just need to know that they can reach out in some way.
Exactly. And I will say, you know, 211 does ask for some information,
mm-hmm.
but that's because they need to make sure they have that information accessible when they connect you with resources.
Yeah.
They may ask you for some information, but it's not to share with anyone. It's just so that they
can give you
proper connections. We've said this in our office, and I think this is true for lots of people. When you're seeking assistance with something,
mm-hmm.
usually are not having one challenge that you're facing.
No.
They compound.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's how, if I'm needing food assistance, I may also need childcare,
mm-hmm.
or I might need help finding a better job mm-hmm. that's going to give me a longer-term safety net.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that people know that there are resources for all of those needs, and that they can either call 211 or text 211 and find all of those, because usually when people call 211, they start with one thing that they need connection to,
mm-hmm.
and then when they talk to someone or otherwise, they say, actually, but I also need this. You say, yeah, because if you can't get X, sometimes you can't get Y.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all build up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all interconnected.
It is. It's very interconnected.
Well, and that's where I think it's helpful for people who call to know that they might ask more questions just to help with that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it helps guide them. And then it also helps them collect information to better serve the community.
Right. But, you know, if you call in and you say, hey, I need help finding a program to help build up my resume.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, okay, well, where are you located? You know, finding out based on your zip code, this is where you're trying to be. And then you say, but I only can work these hours because I have two young kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, let me try and find some childcare. You know, you learn that kind of information and say, oh, okay, so there's probably some other barrier mm-hmm. that we can help overcome as well.
What is the most important thing that you think a listener should know about the United Way of Northeast Georgia and the work that you do?
You know, that's a good question. The most important thing people should know about United Way of Northeast Georgia is that we're here to help. And we're here to help those who are seeking assistance and those who are ready to lend a hand. We're here for everyone, and we're here to connect people, and we're here to meet the needs of our region. And we can only do that when we do it together. You know, I always think of this too. When I moved to Athens, I knew pretty much no one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started a job here and I got to know folks, but I wanted to be invested in this community.
Mm-hmm.
It was really important to me. I fell in love with Athens and I said, okay, I want to make sure that I'm plugging in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to do that. And to take the first step was really exhausting
mm-hmm.
because I didn't know what to do, where to go. I could ask people I worked with, which was very helpful, but also everybody has different passions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all of this information coming in at once. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, oh my gosh, where do I start? And I wish I had known about United Way of Northeast Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I had known to look into this organization, it would have said, here are all of the great programs that we support right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were shifting, but they also, it's not just those that we fund, it's those we partner with for the nonprofit training series. It's those that we support through our Days of Caring or through partnerships of MLK Day of Service. So it's not limited. It runs the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very helpful to say, okay, you've done some of that research for me of ways for me to get involved because I don't know how to do that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and it is just overwhelming. And I don't know how to take the credibility of an organization over another and like look at that.
Right.
You know, that's not something I want to spend my time doing,
mm-hmm.
per se. You
right.
know? So, yeah. So I really love that this is a place that does so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And has. What does the word kindness mean to you?
Appreciating and loving people in a way that is soft and fun and genuine.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. And kindness too is a way of appreciating all that makes up a situation and a person. Mm-hmm. Because when we respect and appreciate all of that, it eases so much.
Mm-hmm. How can listeners of a kindness podcast help you and the United Way of Northeast Georgia to spread more kindness?
Come volunteer with us. If you want to learn more about United Way of Northeast Georgia, you can email us or call us to find out ways that you can plug in through things like our community impact grant reviewers. We need community members to do that. Our committees aren't just board members. They're community members. You don't have to be on our board to serve in that. So we have a number of committees. So if you're curious about ways that you can lend some of your time and your knowledge, you know, we have a great marketing committee that help us with sharing our message, that help me out and make sure that our message resonates and that people hear it well. If you have a talent or a passion for that, you can plug into that. You don't have to be a board member. So those are ways. I would be remiss if I didn't say donations, because any donations make it possible for us to grant out to our nonprofits.
Yeah.
Donations are critical, and they're critical for the operations and the everyday of our local nonprofits to make sure everyone is well cared for.
Yeah.
So that's a huge way that people can help spread kindness is mm-hmm. through dollars. It's also through being willing to connect one another. If you have resources that you know about, let us know. We may not be as well versed in them, and we may want to meet some people, or we may want to help make those connections. So that is a great way to help spread kindness, is to just pick up the phone or send an email and get us connected with you or with others.
I'd like to thank Allison for her time and for that interview. And if you're feeling inspired like I do, well, I have two things of note for you. First off is Giving Tuesday. Hashtag Giving Tuesday is coming up on November 30th. It's a great way to be part of a global generosity movement, but focus locally on helping our neighbors. Consider making a donation via the United Way of Northeast Georgia website. And finally, the last nonprofit training series of the year is coming up featuring Magnolia Media. Nonprofit leaders are encouraged to join these virtual sessions to learn about storytelling for their nonprofit. The nonprofit training series is in partnership with the Athens Area Community Foundation, Athens-Clarke County Unified Government, UGA's Office of Service Learning, and UGA's Institute of Nonprofit Organizations. You can sign up via GivePulse or via a link on the United Way of Northeast Georgia website. As always, pineapple with care.